Even then, huh?
Oh, not then, no, but... Oh, they had the old fiddlers, three string.
Were dances common here?
Yes, that was a very common form of amusement in the early days because there wasn't anything. Mm-hmm. You know, there were no motion pictures mm-hmm. or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And you just...
Is that you?
No, that's two and mine is one. Oh. But... if you didn't have music that you sang, you know, kind of a chant, mm-hmm. I'd dance to more.
Just get the...
To more rhythm like that of singing and clapping hands, you know, uh-huh. than we ever did to music in the early days. Mm-hmm. We rarely ever had more than one fiddle, and when you all got out with a... heavy shoes and everything on that everyone wore in those days, you didn't much hear the music anyway.
You pick up your feet and wound them down and people on the side to do the same.
Yeah. Hmm. It was mostly a clapping hand rhythm or singing. Mm-hmm. We called them play parties, mostly for dancing. It's the mm-hmm. folk dancing that they do now, just mm-hmm. exactly the same. But it isn't. There isn't any difference in the motions you go through. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I don't know. It seems to me that the modern dance isn't nearly as nice as it used to be because they kind of make...
They look like a bunch of worms to me.
Yeah, I just kind of squirming, yeah. You know. They don't move with the free motions that we dance to.
Using my television set, I passed Dick Clark and his American Bandstand program, and there's all these, I guess it's Philadelphia that he has yeah. the show at. And these kids, they just don't look wholesome.
No, they look like they're just going through emotions. They're not getting a bit of pleasure in the mm-hmm. world out of it.
Little girls there that are 14 and trying to look 24.
Yeah. I don't approve of the modern dancing and the way they hold one another and everything and just kind of sway. They don't move. They don't. Mm-hmm. They're not animated at all, you know, like mm-hmm. they should be in a really good dancing. They're not enjoying it, evidently, because if they did, they'd have a different expression
bored.
And bored to tears with it all. Just going through the motions. And they do that in the dancing. Wherever you go, they just barely creep around like they were just worn out. They couldn't go anymore. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't appeal to me at all.
No, not to me. Well, what do you call that part of the wagon that sticks out in front?
The tongue.
And if you have a buggy, a one-horse buggy?
Shafts.
Uh-huh. And if you want somebody to get a horse ready and then, put him in these shafts and...
Put him between the shafts.
And attach him. What do you tell him to do?
Hitch him up.
That's put on the harness and the whole works, huh?
No, he has to be harnessed and then he has to be hitched up. There's two different uh-huh. two different things there.
Uh-huh. And then on the buggy, what was that thing that would stick up in the air?
The buggy whip?
Uh-huh. Was that an expensive piece of equipment?
No, you could buy only 15, 20 cents, most of them. Mm-hmm. I have known boys to buy $1.25 and $1.50 of them, and they were kind of splurging a little.
A lazy one, huh?
Well, that was our favorite pastime when I was a girl. We had just a mile from our house, there was a mile and a half of trees along the